Blog Talk Radio.
Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Got some homies locked up in prison. I'ma show you just how I'm living. Come on. Cross the bridge to the other side. You flip a coin, you might die tonight. To have it all, your soul dead inside. No intended signals cross you so loud. Child support leads to dead in prison. We killing rims, but can't be the witness. We in the struggle, making life decisions. It's MOB, who really winning? Read my syntax. Chain so long, make a shorty sit back. Three kids tricking for that rent extension. All the latest fits, but no education. They all ballin' but can't pay attention. Both can give you life, choose your sentence. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Now don't that fit description? Don't believe in God, but with your last breath, you praying that the Lord don't take that last breath. R.I.P.T.'s hood obituary. Damn, this shit is scary. Grandma, can you hear me? Rich niggas making poor decisions. Damn, Ricky, let me change the mission. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Uh-huh. Poor niggas making rich decisions. I do it. Poor niggas making rich decisions. Lord, forgive me.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to TLE Radio. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, and today I wanted to review the movie Fences, directed by Denzel Washington. In particular, I wanted to discuss the relationships that Denzel had with his on-screen son and its relation to real-life father-son relationships within the black community. The movie spoke to me on a variety of levels, but what stuck out to me the most was the father-son relationship in the movie. In many ways, it reflected my own relationship with my father and reinforced what I did not want to repeat with my son. Now, starting off, to say that there aren't real black father-son relationships is a pile of fiction. Although popular mainstream portrayal of the traditional black family has leaned more and more to a fatherless home, outside of the spotlight are the fathers in the home with their kids. Now, in the play-turned-movie, Washington plays Troy Maxson, a sanitation worker in 1950s Pittsburgh. After having his own dreams of baseball greatness dashed by the Major League Baseball, he becomes bitter and cold and carries the grudge into his later years of life. Max's son, played by Javon Adepo, has the opportunity to realize something greater in sports with a visit by a recruiter, but Washington remains staunchly opposed to the idea. The tension between father and son is so thick in one scene played over and over in trailers, the son hesitantly asks why doesn't his father like him. Denzel responds with a resounding, "I don't have to like you."
Hey, Pop. Can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw.
Now let that scene sit for a minute. Think about how it makes you feel. It's a powerful scene. Now, black boys all around the country are missing out on a very important piece of their foundation, validation from their fathers. Whether they are dead or in jail, not living in the home, or in the home but emotionally distant, the lack of a father's validation is detrimental to the upbringing of black boys. The lack of a psychological and emotional anchor which a father imparts in their son leaves many sons emotionally unstable and carried to and fro by any passing fancy. It is a problem that is prevalent in our communities. All the time, you hear about the lack of fathers in the home, how students statistically do better in a two-parent home or household, how the commonality or constant in life is duality, but yet all these progressive movements continue to ignore the presence and role of fathers. Now, yes, women are equal to men, but there are things a woman can do that a man cannot, and vice versa. There are things a man can do and a woman cannot. Now, there's instructions that can only be imparted and received by another man to a black boy. Sorry, ladies. Now, this quest for a father's approval and validation begins very early on in a boy's childhood and continues on into adulthood. Sons try to emulate their fathers and strive to make them proud. When validation, acceptance, approval, etc. is not found where it is sought, the boy looks outside the home to mostly other male figures. Ultimately, the child will seek and receive acceptance wherever he can, leaving him susceptible to gang culture, if the father already isn't involved in it, as well as molestation by male authoritative figures and more. The need for validation is so strong, it drives their innate desires and influences their decision-making. Ultimately, resentment and anger sets in where validation and acceptance should have been, continuing a bitter cycle of emotionalist detachment. In the movie, Washington and Adepo continuously butt heads until finally, Washington kicks Adepo out of the home, following the same cycle that happened to him as a young boy. Washington's first son, played by Russell Hornsby, is also shown in the movie having an emotional detachment and still striving, even into his adult years, to seek his father's approval, acceptance, and love. How many of you fathers right now have thought about those same things growing up? How many of you strive to seek your father's acceptance, love, approval, validation? How many of you came to a point where you said, you know what, forget it, I'm done? How many of you happened in your later teen years? How many of you did it happen after your teen years, into your 20s, your 30s? Have any of you reconciled with your fathers? See, this is a problem that is pervasive within our communities, and it is a problem that should be addressed. It is a problem that has a solution, but we must all work together. It is a cycle that must be broken, and we, fathers of little children, have to break that cycle. It stops with us, so our young ones can grow up emotionally stable, sound, and move on into a better direction for their young ones when they have them. Overall, I've loved the movie Fences. I've never seen the play, never read the scripts, never really followed anything until I saw the movie. So I came in with a very unbiased look, a very clean slate. It was a very good movie, and I feel that many, many people would benefit from watching this movie. It creates a lot of thought. Creates a lot of things to think about. So my recommendation, I give it 4 stars. I give the movie 4 stars. And I encourage for many, many father and son, many a father and son to go check out the movie. Many families go check out the movie. It is a good movie. I'm Hassan Labdouni, signing off for TLE Radio.
apple trees.
Right?
From the poplar trees, from the poplar trees.
Two stains will make a nigga do things. Two stains, turn your house black. Yes, I'm different, no two chains. Got a couple shackles on, but you call them bracelets. So face it, you quick to draw them out, I'm quick to race you. Drop nugs of verse sweet enough to track the fruit flea. I let them gas me when I'm running on empty. But tap me, pull another leaf up out the wrapper. Pastor, I can't seem to shake the past, but I see tomorrow as a jit, so I can't settle for the present. My gift, I feel a curse, my lines will keep me out of heaven. The blood spill be the only way to bathe me. But make me not, be the only way to save me. Walk with me.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees, from the poplar trees.